You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello. Welcome, everybody, to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian, and this is the show where, for the next hour, I'll be playing you some music and sort of talking about what's going on with me. And yeah. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is like the end of term already, and I probably shouldn't be here because I have like a huge paper due, but it's been kind of like this avenue of like positively procrastinating, so definitely like cut out more time than I should have to like pick up some music today, but nonetheless, you know, we vibe, we ball, I mean. But yeah, I'm going to start off with my first track today from the New Pornographers, Pontius Pilate's Home. What is the song called? I can't see it all the way. Pontius Pilate's Home Movies here on CGSS 90.1 FM.
Thank you. till it floated away.
I'm it's over.
Thank you.
And welcome back. That last track was, let's see, Train of Thought by Mother Sun here on CGSF 90.1 FM. So I've been doing radio for like a little bit before, and I've never gotten like a chance to do like an interview segment. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to do like an interview segment. So today I've brought my partner Ava in. Say hi, Ava.
Hi.
Who's in a choir that she just came back from New York, and they did a big performance at in NYC in New York. Oh, fuck. BYC choir did a huge performance at Carnegie Hall, I mean. So I was just looking to talk to her a little bit about that. Tell me a little bit about the choir that you're in.
Yeah, so I'm in BYC. It stands for Vancouver Youth Choir, which I joined about 3 years ago in the height of COVID. And it's just a youth choir, has a whole bunch of different choirs, like younger aged and then older aged. I'm in the oldest choir, but it's kind of a little bit of a less time commitment. There's a more pre-professional choir, but we got the opportunity to go to New York. The conductor was invited to co-conduct this like Canadian concert with a whole bunch of other choirs in Canada. So yeah, BYC went, and then a few select choirs across Canada were invited to perform at Carnegie Hall.
What was the occasion for Carnegie Hall? It was like a...
Well, it was just like kind of this, I guess, it just seemed to be like, yeah, like a Canadian representation, like giving choirs from Canada like a stage, giving these specific conductors a stage to like make a Carnegie debut with their skills, and then bring their own choirs and just like put on a show. Yeah, right. Just like, I guess, offering other areas the chance to like have that accessibility and such.
Weren't you telling me about like there was like a world premiere of something?
Yeah, so all the pieces that we sung, each of the conductors were also there. So it was also like, that was really cool to have. And then one of the pieces was specifically written for us to perform. Mm-hmm. And it was the world premiere of that piece by that specific conductor whose name I forget, but I'm pretty sure she's Canadian. But she came in, and each of them workshopped our stuff and, you know, gave us input on our, like how we were doing the songs, and it was really cool.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And then also I heard you like auditioned for some solo pieces as well.
Yeah, one of the songs that we did, they had a solo section, which turned into a chamber choir moment, which just means that it's a few select singers from each voice part, so alto, soprano, bass, tenor, chosen to kind of open the show with this song. So I auditioned for that for the alto section, and got that. So that was really cool to do, to like start Carnegie, like we'll start the show off on Carnegie stage, but then like in the front of, at the front of the stage. It was very surreal.
I keep on saying like, I heard as if like, I'm like a journalist has a
I heard that you did. I heard from this bird. I didn't directly tell you or
I'm like, what was your fit for the show? I know there's
because like you just don't know. So it's funny, like BYC, we have these special shirts when we do shows at home, but Carnegie's obviously like a very prestigious venue, so we had to wear all black, and there was kind of different varieties of which we could do that. Like, we could wear a certain kind of dress, whatever. I wore a dress, and I also like had to be very specific about the dress that I wore because I broke my wrist. So I had like,
really?
I had no idea that you broke your wrist.
You mention it, now that I'm looking at you in the studio, you do have a broken wrist.
You do have a cast. Oh my gosh. So I had to like wear this dress with like these very long, like dramatic sleeves to try and cover the cast as much as possible. And then, man, like the stereotype with choirs is so much that you just always look ugly, because like choir fits are so ugly. Like concert dresses are so ugly because they have to be like long, and they're just usually like not very nice. And they have to be uniform. So it was kind of like, okay, just wear black, but like, you know, like how you wear it, you could wear like dress pants and dress shoes, or you could wear like a long skirt or like a dress, but like, you know, wear black, but that's, you know, there's some creative control there. So then that's fun. And then we all get there and the day before the performance, like they come out and they're like, okay, like we have these red and white scarves that like we want you to wear. So you can wear it as like a sash or you can wear it as a scarf. And me and my friend Noika, who's in the choir with me, we immediately looked at each other and we were like, man, no guy made this decision. or no girl made this decision. All guys at Carnegie were like, oh yeah, let's give the Canadian choirs a white and red scarves to wear and just like tie it around your waist. We were like, no woman was part of this consultation about like how to style these fucking scarves. They were so bad. It was awful.
Wait, we had to wear it just like either wear it like as like around the neck or like people were actually wear it around the waist? Like
some people did, but that's the thing. It's like, yeah, like there's definitely some, yeah, people made some interesting decisions, which is like not their fault. Like you sprung that we had to style these scarves with these black outfits the day before a performance. Like, bruh. But I just threw mine like I don't know. I didn't like wear it as a scarf, but I kind of just like threw it on around my neck.
Right,
and
yeah.
The day.
And then how was New York?
It was amazing. Yeah, New York. It was definitely a dream. Like, wanted to go to New York for a very long time. Was definitely a musical theater kid. It was definitely like, oh my gosh, like New York, Broadway, that's the dream.
You got to see Book of Mormon, right?
Yeah, I saw Book of Mormon on Broadway, which was so amazing. Wow, it was incredible. Like, I knew it was going to be incredible. But once you're there and you watch it, so cool to see so much talent on one stage. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, New York's great. New York's incredible. It's as I was telling you, Varian, it's cool to travel to big cities because it's really dense. But something about New York, which is so interesting, is there's so much density, like any major city, but there's so much diversity within that density, you know, which you don't see in a lot of places.
Right,
so
for
that
sure.
was really cool, I think.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think my audience likes you too much, and so this is my show, so I'm going to cut you off here, because, once again, everything's all about me. But...
Yes, dear.
But I'm going to go to a quick PSA here, but when we come back, we'll be back with, oh God, I don't know how to pronounce this, Fievel is Glack, Simple Affairs on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Is Bird Note. Birds' eggs are among nature's most elegant creations, but they're not easy to make. This American robin will lay one egg per day for 3 to 4 days. To make her eggs, the female robin has to use a great deal of calcium. But she can't just pour herself a nice big glass of milk. She has to find her calcium in nature. And it can be tough to find enough. But we can help. During the nesting season, we can give the birds that visit our homes some of that crucial calcium. Start off by putting calcium-enriched seed and suet in your bird feeders. For the many species that don't eat seed or suet, like robins, you can give them leftover chicken eggshells instead. Rinse the shells off in the sink, spread them out on a cookie sheet, and bake them in the oven at about 250 degrees for 10 minutes. You just want the shells to dry, not brown. When you're done, crush them up. Crushed eggshells can be mixed with birdseed and set out in a feeding tray or scattered right on the open ground. And remember, always wash your hands after handling raw eggs. Today's show brought to us by the Bobolink Foundation. I'm Michael Stein.
Matriculated, given.